Good morning. We're continuing Chiyodim Akval Samachay, and we're learning Siman Dalet. So the Chiyodim points out that not only does the person himself make a bracha when he comes to the place where he had a miracle, a nes, they make a bracha, shasa nes la'avi, and that's for a son. If it would be for a grandson, the language would be lavoisai. If it would be for a mother, the bracha would be le'imi, the appropriate bracha. And we pointed out, discussed the issue of when the child was born. Now the Chayyada moves on to a situation where a person who's experienced multiple nisim in his lifetime. So we do an interesting din. He had a miracle which took place in place A, and he had a miracle which took place in place B. So now he's in place A again, he hasn't been there for a while, and he's going to make a bracha on that place. He makes a bracha mentioning the nes which took place here and the other place as well. He mentions both places. So he says, he would say the name of the other place, and in Chicago. You'd say here and in Mavakam Hazeh and in Chicago. This Chicago. Okay, so he needs to mention both brachas. Now the order is, he says, he mentions Mavakam Hazeh first, and then he mentions other place. Let's say within less than 30 days, he now is in the second place. So he just made a bracha on the second, on that nais of the second place within 30 days, but he wasn't in the place where the nais was. So Mishabur points out in that situation, a person would make a bracha in the second place as well. So this bracha, the idea of 30 days, each place has its own 30-day calendar. So he's in place A, in a nace in Cleveland, and a nace in Chicago. So he makes a bracha when he's in Cleveland. 15 days later, he's in Chicago. He makes a bracha in Chicago. It's been, even though it's within 30 days. When he's in Cleveland, he mentions, Uba Chicago. When he's in Chicago, he makes a bracha, Uba Cleveland. He mentions both places. Okay, but this halacha that he's supposed to mention all the places where the nisim took place, that refers to the individual himself. But those, his descendants, when they make the bracha and they come to the place, they mention that place. That's all they say. They don't mention the other place simultaneously. If they're eventually another place, they make a bracha in the second place as well. Okay. Now the next question, which he does, is the Chayyadim discusses the level of how extraordinary does the nes have to be, how out of the natural does the nes have to warrant this bracha of a nes, of a miracle. How do we find the nes of a miracle? So we mentioned already in the introduction a little bit about this issue, and he's going to come back to it. He was attacked by Ganovim. Oshanovel Evan Abarzal Samachloy. So a rock fell very close to him, or a very large piece of beam of metal fell very near him. That was a life threatening situation. Had it landed where he was, he would have been killed. But in that situation, Elo Nafal had it fallen upon him. He does not make the bracha of Shasalines. He has to be actually in the Sakana itself. It has to actually have taken place. So when the person was hit by it, and like we mentioned, the normal course of events, he would have died and he survived, that's a nes. That's a valid nes according to Chayyadim to make a bracha. Even though it's not, it wasn't a miraculous miracle which took place, but since he was in Sakonas Mavis and he recovered, but over here he avoided Sakonas Mavis. He avoided being in that situation. That's already natural enough that you don't make a bracha on it. It's not extraordinary enough that you make a bracha on it. The Ganovim, we pointed out, and then somebody came in and the Ganovim ran away. So again, that's too natural. That doesn't, it doesn't evoke the same level of chiyuv to make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says a person in this situation should make a bracha without shema malchus. But Birchas HaGarmel is a different din. Birchas HaGarmel, the person was in a situation of danger, he would say HaGarmel, but that subsequently in the years to come, he would not say Baruch HaShasal HaNesimah HaKamazeh. Interesting question, in a scenario where it warrants HaShasal HaNesimah HaKamazeh, does he make the Baruch immediately, or does he just say HaGarmel? Is this Baruch for the future, or only even for the present? HaGarmel is for the present. Shaslinis is for the future, or so a person just had a miraculous event. Does he make a bracha? Shaslinis welcome as that. So the person say no. He makes a gomel, and down the road when he comes back to this place, he will make the bracha of Shaslinis welcome as that. Okay, we'll talk about this more, Bezos Hashem, clarify some more details about it in the upcoming shiurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.